This is the April 16th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 293-75052 for Appeal 626. Board members present by teleconference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Scott Folds here on the line for the appellant. Scott, if you would please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now I'm going to give you this next spiel for once for the day, and that's you're done for that. But I have to swear you in for each one of these cases because they all file separately in the system.
Okay.
So, just to let you know, we're independent from the assessor's office. We're here to hear testimony and make a decision on the value of your properties as of January 1st, 2019. Keep in mind the assessor has the presumption of correctness. You have to overcome that to prevail. Within 30 days after this hearing, you get a written response from this board as the outcome. You have 30 days from that point to appeal to the state. The assessor has that same 30 days to appeal if he doesn't like our decision. Just a word of caution, and these current times, we may be a little later than 30 days, but you'll still have 30 days from the point you get the report to the time you can file for your appeal. So unless you have questions, that's the last time you do that spiel for today. And we'll have to, swear you in for each one of the separate properties. So unless you have questions, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you further explain your appeal on this one.
Okay. So I sent supporting information here in March, and since we don't get to be face-to-face, I imagine you had that supporting information. And
we do.
Okay, perfect. So in section number 4, I state, and this is going to be for all my property, I never did receive the assessor's information for the basis of valuing my property. And I requested that in my initial appeal, and the board, or my appeal got pushed again, still waiting for the assessor's information. And so I submitted this information without having that I requested. So since then, when I submitted it, Michelle had told me that, A, the assessor had submitted it to the BOE back in October. So unfortunately, I didn't get it. So that's why this thing got pushed for a month, for the hopes to get it from the assessor. But so I went ahead and provided this information as the basis of my valuation. And in specific to number 4, I stated that the assessor did not provide the basis of valuing my property, the number 1. And as of the same as last year, I said low income, and it's a depressed neighborhood. And I haven't done any upgrades to it since the last year. And so in my assessment, my value of the property is not what the assessor has. So I did provide some comparable rate in the documentary evidence worksheet, as you guys can see. And so how I valued my basis is if you go to comparable number 1, this is a property that was sold in the same complex in March of 2019. I guess I didn't just backtrack there. I provided like 4 comparables. But you can see how I did it. I looked at the square footage that they had. I came up with a square foot, and then I applied it to my property. But these properties here that I got the comparables in, you can see the first one in the text box in the middle. You can see that the fair market value, if I was to apply these properties, which is a three-bedroom, three-bath, 1,660 square feet, to my square footage, it would come up with 114,461. Comparable number two, same property, same complex, let's just say that, or that one would be 118,430, and again, it's 1,650 square feet. And then the next property, comparable number three, was 116,934. So all those right there alone are less than the assessor's true fair value. So then I went to a property, and I found a property that is identical to mine as far as size-wise, and this is just so happens it's straight across from my unit, and it sold for $100,000, and it was at $117.65 a square foot. So this property represents the closest to my property in that it's on the same, in the same, call it complex, and it's right straight across mine. So I think this is what applies to my property. And so that's how I came up with the $100,000 for my true and fair value.
Okay, let me we have a copy of the assessor's report that was sent to you in October, and it's signed off by it's your name and for Sugar Creek Properties that says that you don't accept that finding. So I don't know, when you say you didn't receive any comparables, that has a list of comparables on the back of it.
I don't see it. I guess I didn't see it. If that's what, because that's why I came in numerous times to the BOE to say I haven't received the comparables that that I requested.
This page would have gone out with them, and it's signed off by you.
I wish I could see it. So unfortunately, I can't see it. That I'd like to see it, but regardless, here is my comparable.
Okay.
So I don't know how, and I'm just being honest, I didn't see it. If it was attached, it was on the back of a sheet, I didn't see it. And that's why I did come in numerous times. I didn't just come in and waste my time to come into the BOE office. I was concerned that I had not received it. And so that's why I went in numerous times.
I don't have any questions.
I just wanted to clarify. You originally filed these and you were in July of 19, and then you revised them all in March. Is that correct?
Yes. And the reason I did that was, you know, I appealed it, and I said, hey, I want to see the evidence. And I put in my deal there saying, hey, I haven't provided the basis of the assessor's, you know, valuation of my property. So I appealed that. So I had been waiting for that evidence from the assessor in order to look at his information and supply my information in, you know, counter. That's why I waited until March hoping to see that. And that's why I also went into the BOE office and asking, hey, I haven't seen it. And that, like I said early on, that was the whole purpose of this thing being pushed. And when I went into the BOE office on, let's see, I think it was like February, middle of February, I went into the BOE office and I said, have you seen the assessor's information? And Michelle looked in the records at that time and says, no, we don't have it either. So I said, well, I don't want to go ahead and have a hearing until I see that information. And so just like you saying, hey, you signed off on it, DOE at that time didn't even have it. At least that was the feedback I got. So I said, can I push the hearing date another month in hopes to get it? And so that's why my hearing date got pushed. And I still had not received it. So when I submitted my documentation here in, I believe it was March sometime, or maybe it was February, I can't remember it. I wrote a note in there saying, hey, heads up, I still haven't received the assessor's information. In hopes that by pushing it a month, I would receive it. And Michelle had sent back saying, hey, we did receive it back in October of, in early October. But that was after I had already submitted my stuff, and previous to that, I had gone in there and said, hey, have you guys seen it? And the answer was, no, we haven't received it from the assessor's office either.
Well, there are several in the file that have been signed off by you on that October statement saying you don't agree with that acceptance, and attached to that are comparable properties. I don't know what to tell you unless somebody signed off.
Can you tell me? I don't know if we're looking at the same thing, I guess, in October. That's what I like to see, because I can go back and look at my submission, and I know I appealed saying I wanted to see the information, and that once I received the information, I wanted to hear it. So, unfortunately, you can't show me.
They're dated in October, and they're signed by you.
I'd like to see it. Again, October was sent to you guys. Sorry for interrupting. I apologize.
Yeah, they're all dated October, and they were sent to you, and they're signed off by you saying, I don't accept the finding. It's a page that says, first assessed value, recommended value, and petitioner's estimate of value. And then there's a block at the bottom that says, I accept this or I don't accept this, and you checked off, I do not accept it, and signed by you.
And is there anything else like provide, I have not provided in any answer, or that the assessor has not provided any information?
No, it's a first page, and then it's their whole discussion of what they do, and then there's a page of comparable properties in there, each one of them.
And was it emailed to you guys?
Well, it goes into our system and we copy it off, but it's got your signature on it. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I guess I'm trying to recall if it's been over a year. But I know I've been processing the
message to you by email, and if you copied them off, but it, like I said, it's got a signature on it, and it looks like the same signature that's on a couple of these appeal forms, so I don't know what else to tell you.
Okay. So I don't either. I guess I'm still... Yeah, go ahead.
Well, when you said that, when you talked to Michelle in March, whatever, you said, oh, we got it. Did you by any chance copy it for the activity?
No, what Michelle asked me, or when I sent it, let me just a second here and pass on it. Just a second here.
Lisa, I think when I spoke with him, I may have checked the file that specifically says Scott Fold, not the Sugar Creek ones. That one has a note from the assessor's office, but that one doesn't actually have a submission from them. I think I looked at that and thought they had not done it for any of them, but there were other ones that did have submissions in like September, October that were already in there. I just missed.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Well, it sounds like there was some missing, not anybody's fault, but I took it that, going down to the BOE office, I didn't just go down there, I went down there to inform the BOE that I had not got it. Now, if there is information that is on the back of what I submitted to you guys, if you're looking at the signature, then it was my error that I didn't look on the back, okay? But I'm just telling you, I did not see anything. That's why we are here today, a month later. And so, regardless, I guess at the end of the day, does it even matter right now? Based on the information that I provided, I did provide within my timeline the comparables that I am, regardless of what the assessor, I provided my information and said, here's where I come up with my error and true value.
Yeah.
I went out above and beyond,
and
I guess.
It should be done. I'm just saying that you did have an opportunity to see those on many of the cases that we're looking at today.
Yeah, I guess I would, unfortunately, like I said, I'd like to see that. It's a one sheet on the back of the normal one. All I did is, hey, I'm still protesting it, period. That's what I said, but there's another one that says I'll provide my information 21 days or whatever the heck it is, prior to my hearing, once I receive a hearing. But
right.
I think what you're looking at is probably if it came back again, okay, because I have to do the initial one, I remember that, and if it comes back again to me and I don't see any comparables, does it say anything? Is that the second sheet of the original sheet that I submitted?
That you applied to the first appeal. I mean, you appealed. They responded in October and said they're not going to change it, and they gave you their comps. There's a whole package about seven or eight pages. A response from them, and the cover sheet on that response, it says that here's the value, we valued it, and here's what we're recommending, and there was no change. And then there's the signature sign for you to sign to say, I do not accept the assessor's finding. That was signed by you and sent back. And you then responded in March with a new filing. They're not going to respond to that one. They've already responded to the first one. They're not going to respond again. That's their response, and it has a whole set of comparables attached to it.
I guess I'm telling you, I didn't get it, and I'm not following what you guys are saying.
Sign off on it if you didn't get it.
What's that?
I have your signature on the page.
On the comparables, and it shows the comparables on it?
I'm telling you, it came in a package of about 8 pages. You signed the first page saying you don't agree.
Okay, but if there are no comparables in that packet.
Yes, there are. And each one of those that you signed is comparables attached to it.
But I sent you one sign-off. I guess I'm not following what you're telling me then. Because I can tell you that what I sent you guys originally on the first one is I said I didn't get it. And I've gone in there numerous times. Now, you're telling me that, hey, I signed and did I provide one page or did I provide the packet back to you guys? That had the comparables in it. Because there was no thought
the page that's on the front of the package from the assessor has a page that's signed by you saying I don't accept it, and that packet included the comparables.
Okay. I guess I don't know. Okay. I like I said, I can't see what you're seeing.
I don't have any more questions.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Can you go up and text and quickly send in that package with his signed copy in it?
Yeah, give me just a sec.
And I guess my point being, too, like I said, that's why, and it's very evident the way this is all transpired, is I'm telling you that I didn't see it. Now, whether it's there or not, I don't know, but that's why you got to call it my information prior to the hearing. That's why you got my information, because that's what it said. I can provide my information prior to the hearing date. That's
and
what I remember.
Your information's fine. I don't have a problem.
Oh, okay. Are we just talking that, hey,
I'm struggling with not having gotten the information.
Okay, I got you then. Well, like I said, I don't know where to go with this, because I don't have the information and I don't have the packet that you're talking about. I'm just trying to tell you guys that's I didn't make this up. I'm just telling you. That's why all of a sudden you saw the information coming forward. So if I have the information and you're saying, hey, you've already got the information, well, this is my information to counter whatever they provided.
Okay.
I know you guys are just trying to, it's kind of a bummer that we can't talk face-to-face and I can see what you guys are talking about. But, if it's one sheet that I sign, then I'm just, in my thinking, hey, I'm not expecting anything because it didn't change anything, right? It's the same sheet that you provided prior to me. But I'm saying the comparables, I didn't see them behind it. And you're saying, no, it's all part of the whole package, okay? So I'm just telling you,
it's a package that they send you with a cover sheet saying, here, if we're changing it, here's what it is. If we're not changing it, it shows up, and then you have to say, I accept or don't accept. And you saw all of them saying you don't accept it.
Okay, one more question for you.
In that package,
on that suit that I signed, does it say that comparable or comparables were provided? On the sheet that I signed, that you're saying, hey, I see you signed it, does it say anywhere that comparables were provided to me on that sheet that I signed? Or does it just say that I, you know, disagree with the value? Hello. Did I lose you guys?
I'm still here.
Okay. I guess that's my question for you guys. Since I don't see it, is the sheet that I signed have somewhere in there that says the assessor I provided, you know, the comparables, and then you can either agree with it or disagree with it and sign below. If you look at that thing that I signed, is there something in there that shows that, hey, the assessor has provided? Or is it just, here's the same number that the assessor had before on his initial assessment of the property, you know, the initial one that the owners get?
The packet that I have that I'm looking at has your signed sheet on the top, and there are 8 pages attached with it. It includes the assessor's explanation of how they valued or what they valued, then the comparable sales that were included. Whether or not you got those 8 pages, I don't know. We know that it's typical that the whole packet is sent to you as a taxpayer. You can then review it, whatever, explain it back, agreeing or not agreeing. we have back the page that is signed, but I don't know if you, I don't know if you got the whole package. I know I have it.
No, I gotcha. I believe you guys that you have the package. I'm just...
No. It doesn't say that comparables weren't provided on the sheet that you returned to us.
Because that's the only thing that I have to sign, right? Okay.
They didn't.
Well, Michelle made it clearer. You sent it to me in October, but yeah.
Well, it wouldn't have come from our office. It would have been from an assessor's email.
Right, so I'm not blaming anybody, guys. It is what it is. But what I'm telling you is, what I signed, I don't see, and if I didn't get the comparable, that's why I kept coming into the BOE's office, because I said I didn't get them, and that's why I submitted all my information because I wanted to see that. And the comment I got back when I sent it, my supporting information, is all I can tell you, is, hey, I did go back and I did find that the assessor had provided it back in October. Okay. And I put in my email prior to that saying, hey, I still haven't seen it, but I didn't want to lose my deadline, for submission of my materials, okay? That's all I can tell you guys. That's the truth, okay? That's all I can tell you.
Close that hearing and go to the next one.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Michelle?
Oh, yeah, just a sec. So are you wanting me, to open the one that's specifically Scott Folds?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead and, do you want to have me close this current hearing or keep the recording going?
Close it.
Okay.
This is a continuation of the April 16th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 621-74270. For appeal 627. Board members present by teleconference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Scott Folds on the line for the appellant. Scott, if you would please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Okay. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to give you the other spiel, so go ahead. I will tell you, this does not have any response from the assessor. Tax code. It only has your original filing, and I guess that was it.
No, it doesn't. Okay.
You have a secondary filing also. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. So, I'll just say this. A different property, understand, but my statement again as far as assessor had not provided information on the basis of valuing my property. And I do recall going to the assessor's office, okay, and down below the DOE's office, and I went there specifically saying I have not received the information. That's what I do, I believe, I recall. And I did this last year, the year before, too, if it's the same DOE board. But I did tell the assessors that I had not received it. And I also asked them to put a note in their computer system that I had not received it.
And that note is in there.
What's that?
The note is in there. Notes like that aren't sent to the board as paperwork.
Oh, okay.
But I can read that off if the board would like me to do that.
Yeah, like I said, it's been a long time. The way this process works is it almost takes a year, and so you don't remember everything. But I do remember going to the assessor saying, hey, I haven't received my information yet. And I wanted to make sure. So anyways, that's just a general comment. As far as my valuation of how I came up with the number, again, this is a low-income and depressed neighborhood. Have not done upgrades to the property, and the adjacent houses are not in good condition. My house is not, and my value is not that. And as far as not what the assessor's value is. Now I determine mine is if you go to, and you go to section number four, I did in a one comparable, and that comparable is a property that abuts my property, same area. And so you can see down below that the price per square foot that was sold here in January, been on the market prior to that. When you figure out the price per square foot, it was $154.35. Applying it to my square footage of the house, that gives me a theft value of $155,600 compared to the assessor's determination of $286,233. So that's my comparable. And like I said, this adjoins but my property in the same neighborhood. So that's what I got there. And then the board ruled last year, and it looks like to me all the assessor did is he disregarded what the board, and I don't know how it worked, but he disregarded the information that was provided last year in protest, and he just kept the same number, and he just increased the value. And so I don't get how assessors or how they all work, but that doesn't make any sense to me. Going from a $200,000 deal to $286,000 or whatever it is. And so my comparable is recently, and that's what you got from that's my supporting information.
I don't have any further questions.
Hey, I got it. I don't have any questions on it.
Okay, we'll close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 16th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 213-808-100 for case number 628. Board members present by teleconference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Scott Folds on the line for the appellant. Scott, if you would please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing be the truth under penalty of perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. So tell us about this property.
Same general statement that the assessor has not provided the basis of buying my property. I have no upgrades to the property. In my view, it's not worth the assessed value. I provided three comparables. The first comparable is October of 19. The price per square foot equals $127.39 a square foot. It's in the same community as this property. Applying that square footage to the size of my house, that equates to $345,609. Property, the next property in my packet that I submitted, this was the one that I used as the basis of my valuation. It sold in August of 2019. The price per square foot was $125.63, the sale price. When you apply that, it's in the same community as mine. it's on second way instead of third way. When you apply that to my square footage, it equates to $340,834. And that is the price that I said that, you know, for my estimate of the true and fair value. I would say I don't know that typically when houses sell, they get upgraded or they get new carpets or new paint or whatever it may be. So mine has not gotten that. So that is typically what realtors like to see. So it's a saleable property. And so unfortunately I don't have pictures of it inside or anything like that, but that's a general statement is mine has not been upgraded. So that's the basis of my valuation compared to the assessor's value of $373,089.
So on your revised form that you sent in, it shows that you were asking for
$340,834. Yep. I thought my form said 340, 834, the latest one I submitted to you should be 340, 834. I don't recall if I submitted one prior with a different value.
No. Okay.
What was the previous one when the assessor, you know, the very first one? I don't have that.
Okay.
It was
325.
Well, I think this is the one that I've got to go with, but I'd like to do the 325. You know, I don't have a basis of getting to that, other than I don't have upgrades or anything like that. And like I said, I don't think the assessor can tell anybody that they have, you know, upgrades within inside it either when they do their numbers. So, my guess is people have upgraded when they go sell. So, I think my number, at least for a comparable, I got 340,834. I'd like to go with 325 because I know I have at least $15,000 worth of upgrade. Oh my God.
Okay, just for the record, I will tell you there is a report in here by the assessor asking for you to reply to. We do not have a signed copy by you in the file, so we don't know whether you got that one or not, but there is and information in there on that particular property. But again, we don't have a signed statement from you saying you bought or in. So,
yeah.
One way or the other.
Yeah. Same as what before. All right. Thank you.
This is a continuation of the April 16th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 3024060. It's case number 629. Board members present by teleconference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Scott Folds on the line for the appellant. Scott, if you would please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given this hearing be the truth and the penalty of perjury?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and tell us about this property.
Okay. Specific deal in number four, assessor provide no information for basis of name or property. Again, this is a low-income, depressed area. I think the condo is worth the assessor's value. I did provide comparables. The comparables, go back to the comparable. There is a house in the same, call it, it's kind of a, it's almost like a It has four streets to it around it, and mine's in the same kind of community right there. So in an HOA system, this property that I provided, it sold at $178,000. The price per square foot for that equated to $134.44 per square foot. Applying it to my square footage, it equated to a value of $118,576 compared to the assessor's determination of $154,435. So that is my comparable, and it's substantially, it's like 30% less than what the assessor is. Their determination. They really, like, they increased it 30%. So that's my documentation. And it is in the same community.
Hey. I got it. For the record, there is in the file a copy of the assessor's report with comparables, and there is a signed copy of the cover page signed by Mr. Bolt that you do not accept their position on it.
And just for the record, I'm saying I did not get the comparables in the package.
Okay. Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 16th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 158449178. It's case number 630. Board members present by teleconference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There was no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Scott Folds on the line for the appellant. Scott, if you would please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given this hearing will be the truth under penalty of perjury?
Yes.
So go ahead and tell us about this property.
Okay. Specific in Section 4. Again, I'll say the assessor provided no information for basis of valuing my property. No upgrades have been done. Again, the condo is not worth the assessed value. I did provide recent comparables, which are outlined in the documentary evidence worksheet. Comparable number one was the one that I used as the basis of valuing the property. Property was sold in September 2019. The price per square foot, it was sold for $93,000, roughly $500. Price per square foot was $130.61 a square foot. Applying that price per square foot to the value or to my square footage of that unit equates to $116,213. There is another comparable in there, just for general information. Looking at it also, same community, both these complexes, both these units are in the same community or property complex, I guess I should say. And when you look at number two, it's $123,140. So I used the first comparable that most represented my property, and that's how I came up with $116,213 compared to the assessor's value of $174,238. That is my information for that property.
Okay, got it. Again, for the record, we have a copy of the assessor's report showing 7 comparable properties with a cover letter that is pointed out by Mr. Bowles, saying he does not accept the valuation that they gave. So, any questions?
No, this is the same thing. For my record, I'm saying I signed off, but I never received the comparables that were in that packet. So,
okay.
That's it. Thank you.
Okay, close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 16th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 158-449-044 for Appeal 631. Board members present by teleconference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Scott Folds on the line for the appellant. Scott, if you would please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Okay.
You swear or affirm that testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. So go ahead and tell us about this one.
Okay. Specific to this property is unit H49, and specific in section number 4. Assessor provided no information for basis of valuing my property. No upgrades have been done to this condo, and it's not worth the assessor's value. I did provide recent comparables indicating the my estimate of the true and fair value. If you go, and those are listed in the documentary evidence worksheet section. Comparable one is the one that I used as the basis of my valuation. It was sold in September of 2019. Looking at the value of the sale versus the square footage, it equates to $130.61 a square foot. Using that square footage, applying it to the unit square footage of mine, it equates to $114,283 of a value. That's what I used as a comparable, and I think this most represents what my unit would be associated with the value of it. I did, for general information, I provided another comparable, number 2. If you were to use that price per square foot, this is a larger unit than mine. It's $138.34 a square foot. It equates, you, applying that, you would get $121,065. So I used the one that was in the year of 2019. The previous one was July of 2018, which is evidently 6 months prior to what the assessors are using, I guess. So,
okay. For the record, we have a copy of the assessor's packet of evaluation showing the comparable properties, 7 comparable properties, and a cover letter that's signed by Bowles saying he does not accept the assessor's finding.
And one more time, for my record is I'm saying I did not receive the comparables for that packet. I did sign, it sounds like the letter, but it doesn't say that there were comparables attached. So,
yes.
Thank you.
Any questions?
No questions.
Okay. Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 16th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 158-449-070 for Appeal 632. Board members present by teleconference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There is no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Scott Folds on the line for the appellant. Scott, if you would please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony given in this hearing be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm sorry, what property is this, Michelle?
Yeah, I didn't catch that either.
It's 158-449-070, and it should be case 632.
Oh, yeah, it's the parking space.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead and tell us about this.
Okay, this is a parking space. The assessor valued it at, they increased the value to $46.99. My estimate is $41.28. The assessor did not provide me with basis of evaluation again. Looking at the Clark County Association of Realtors, they show that year-to-date, in average, increase of like 5.5% over, you know, from like 2019 to the first quarter of, call it 2020. And when you look at what the assessor did, is they appear to increase the value at 14% for no reason. So I'm saying it's the same. My property has not increased. So I'm saying my value is still at $41.28. Even if you just said, hey, this property was going to be increased by 5.5%, that still doesn't equate to his $46.99 or whoever the assessor is. So that'd be closer to, compared to what my estimate would be, it'd be $43.55. But I used the $41.28.
Again, for the record, there is a report by the five-page report by the assessor that quotes one sale of a parking space in September of 2019 sold for $5,000. That's the account number 158449-146. Space and space 2B of the one lake place sold in by September of 2019 for $5,000. There is a cover letter signed by Mr. Bull that says I do not accept the assessor's findings.
And just a regurgitation for the record is I was not provided the comparables in the assessor's information that I signed.
Okay.
I didn't get their comparables. Thank you.
All right. Any questions?
No questions.
Close the hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 16th hearings of the Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 107979016 for case number 633. Board members present by teleconference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Scott Folds on the line for the appellant. Scott, if you would please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing can be the truth under penalty for perjury?
Yes. And can I just confirm the property parcel number? I think it was 107979016. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you.
So go ahead and tell us about this one.
Okay. Again, for the record, assessor provided no information for basis of valuing my property. Again, this is no upgrades have been done. The condo's not worth the assessed value. And I provided recent comparables indicating the value. There's two of them that I provided just in the documentary evidence worksheet listed. The first comparable was the one that I used as the basis of the valuation. This property is in the same complex as my property. It was sold in June of 2019. It's got a little more square footage than mine. It equated to, when you took the square footage and the price sold, last sold for $211,000, that equates to $99.32 a square foot. Applying my square footage, I believe it was, I can't remember, let me see here, I think it was 21, 29 or something like that. That equates to $211,452. Again, the property is in the same complex, and so that's the one I use as the basis. Second comparable, just for general information. Again, same property, same complex, or a different property, excuse me. It's a little larger than mine by a small amount. It's sold for $220,000 in March of 2018. It equated to, applying my square footage, $212,027. And again, this is in the same complex as my property. So my assessment of the value is $211,000. Compared to the assessor's determination of $272,698. And that's what I got.
Okay. There is a report by the assessor showing six comparable properties, I think, in the same complex. And a cover letter signed by Mr. Bowles is saying, I do not accept the valuation.
Okay.
I have no question.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have no question.
Okay. Did you want to make a statement, Mr. Bowles?
I was just going to follow up with the record that I'm saying that I did not receive the comparables in the packet that was provided to me. Again, like I said before. Thank you.
Close that hearing.
This is a continuation of the April 16th, 2020 hearings of the Clark County Board of Equalization. The hearing before us involves property 108-780-014. For Appeal 634. Board members present by teleconference are Lisa Bodner, John Marks, and Chairman Daniel Weaver. There's no one on the call from the assessor's office, but we do have Scott Folds on the line for the appellant. Scott, if you would please raise your right hand to be sworn in.
Okay.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you give in this hearing will be the truth under penalty of perjury?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead and tell us about this property.
Okay. Again, the assessor provided no information for basis of valuing my property. Condition of the unit is going to require future repairs to it, and it's not worth the assessed value. I have received from, this is a property that has six sixplexes to it, and I own one of the in units in the sixplex. And we received all the owners of all those sixplexes were told that the buildings are going to need substantial repair. And so each owner is going to have to pay their percentage of the repair cost. The HOA that manages the properties went out and got an estimate from a contractor that they have said they have chosen this contractor to do repairs on all the units. And so I'm saying my value of my property is definitely not worth what the assessor is saying it's worth. The assessor's determination was $237,336, okay? The land value, for some reason, the assessor said, hey, your land value has gone up from $34,707 in 2018 to 2019, said it went up to $69,000 for some reason, which is an increase of, like, almost double. It's $34,000, $300 increase. And when you kind of look at the Clark County Association of Realtors, they show, like I had mentioned in a previous property, that the year-to-date average increase is around 5.5% from 2019 to, let's say, the first quarter of 2020. So if you just apply the 2018 assessed value of $34,707, and you say, hey, you're going to get a 5% increase, that makes the land value have gone up to $36,442 compared to the land value of the assessor's value of 69. Big difference. So, in addition to that, the Cottage Home Estates Homeowners Association, the special assessment, they got the estimate from BJ, I believe, Johnson, and they said it's going to be on like $2 million. A little over $2 million, $2 million 50 to fix all the different 36 units. And so that hasn't happened yet, but my share of the special assessment would be almost $57,000 to that, to my unit, that I would be obligated to pay for repairs to the unit. So with that in mind, taking the proposed number from the assessor of 160, they say my building property is worth $168,336 in the assessor's determination, and they deduct $57,000 off of their number, or the assessed, call it the special assessment that I'm going to be assessed for the unit. That brings my building value down to $111,400. And then you add that to the dollar amount of $36,442 by increasing the 5%, that gives you a total assessed value of $147,834, which is what I am showing in my estimate of value. So I'm saying that the assessor's determination is wrong, and that it doesn't account for repairs that are going to have to be made to that property, and I'm obligated to pay. So if I was to sell that, that would be disclosed in the sales price that there's going to be a $57,000 assessment. So,
okay, we do not have a subsequent submission on that property. Did you have one?
I provided it, but I provided it later because I received this. They're supposed to have in March of 2024, they were going to have HOA discussion on it, you know, where all the owners, and they said, hey, we determined that we're going to go with this contractor to get all the units private. So I didn't have that number.
A late submission, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like they submitted it late to me. And so this is additional information just that I received from the HOA at the time. So that's how I'm getting my number, is their number does not reflect any of that information. And I guess the assessor.
And you said approximately $2 million, but is it a different...
$2,050,000, and I'm obligated to pay, you know, divide that. All I did is I took the $2,050,000. J.R. Johnson, I did submit this, and Michelle pointed out that, hey, this is later than you're allowed to submit, which, okay. But they did... they did choose J.R. Johnson to perform this work, the HOA did, and they're the ones that are administering it. And so, divide that out by 36 units, and that'll give you a price per unit that each owner will have to pay of $56,944 per unit. And it has not been done yet. It's future, but if I was to sell it, like I said, I would have to disclose that, of course, to whoever's buying it, that they're going to get hit. So I couldn't sell it for that.
Okay. For the record, what type of repairs are these?
There's a lot of siding repairs to the unit, deck repairs. They put windows in wrong. It's the exterior of the exterior. Okay, but the owners are responsible. And like I said in my general statement, also, I haven't upgraded the inside of that unit either. So.
And this is to be borne equally by all owners, not just each individual unit
compared. Yes, sir. That's what I was hoping, is they go look at each unit and they hire the consultants to come out and assess all the properties, and their comment is each owner is going to be assessed that. They're not going to go, okay, your side of the building is $10,000 and somebody else's. That's my understanding. And I did submit this information, which you guys, I know you probably can't look at it, but it was submitted to the BOE. And Michelle just says, hey, you're late. So that was my error. It was just I had late information provided to me.
Okay.
So that's what I got for that property.
All right. For the record, the assessor did submit a report with three comparable properties. And I don't know if these are in the same complex. Do they have different addresses?
They should be all off of 34th Street. There's another one in town that I'm aware of that's on Roster or something like that.
And they have 6107 and 6109 and 6113. I assume they all look alike, so I assume they're all in your neighborhood.
Yeah, probably are. That sounds right. My 6111, so I imagine that's right. They're on 34th Street. They should all be off of 34th Street.
Yeah, there is a cover page signed off by Mr. Bowles attached to that information saying it does not accept the assessor's finding. Okay.
And
you want to make a comment on that?
Yeah, just one more, for record, that I'm saying that I did not receive the comparables in that packet when I signed.